That's what Jerry told me, is that he learned a lot of pieces that I played and went down to Elkins or down to Morgantown.
Yeah.
They asked him all kinds of questions. He said, well, he's learned the most of these tunes from Melvin Lyon. He got out there and beat me. How about that?
You feel like playing that one for us?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll play.
Great.
What do you want me to play?
Well, you play that tune? We'd love
to
hear that.
Well, I'll tell you. Now, to just take off here, I ain't played very much for a good while, and I don't know. I'll lose for a little bit. You'll have to watch and be patient with me for a bit.
You sound like all the students here. Everybody's making excuses all the time.
You can tell me.
Play anything you feel like.
That's the way it goes, you know.
Never know.
Maybe I'm the one who played it wrong. I get one time I'll play one a little bit one way, and then maybe the next time I'll play the same tune a little different.
Right.
So you can pick it up however it's best for you. Name something that I know. Somebody's laying down with her. She's not getting with it very hard. I want to hear that kid. I see you cracked your foot all right, but...
That's the first part, right?
Huh? That's one of the main things. Keep time.
Why don't you play Waiting for Boatsman?
You all play that? Have you been playing this
one? I've played that. We haven't played that one. Probably some people know.
Thank you.
The Moon Behind the Hill. Do you like playing that one?
Yeah, okay.
That's the one
that's
hard to play. That's the one I like.
Your finger.
Folks that know it, play along.
Thank you.
used to walk a lot when I was young. We didn't have no cars. And I were walking from Monongah to Fairmont, up this way from Fairmont. This way. At Helling's Run, I believe is the name of the place, down to Clarksburg. And there's a dance hall along the road there where me and a guy was walking. We just stopped and went in. We heard music and went in. Just two fellas in there playing, a guitar and a fiddle. And nobody else there. But they were playing that tune, and that was the prettiest tune I ever heard. That just, really just making that place roll, you know. And that's where I learned it. Mm-hmm. Heard it one time.
Hmm. But what did that tape record with you?
Huh?
Didn't that have tape record?
No. Just heard it one time.
What do you call it?
Moon Behind a Hill.
Uh-huh.
I was very sure that I found out the name for it, but I loved that piece.
Did you know who those guys were?
Never knew. Mm-hmm. It's playing a soft and low, and it was really pretty. Mm-hmm. So that's how I learned that. So when that was over, I walked again, huh?
So you just kept the tune in your head like that, or did you play?
Oh, I did.
You didn't have your fiddle with you?
No. I tell you, about playing the fiddle when I was growing up, maybe I'd hear a tune, maybe it'd be a year before, and then just come to me, you know,
uh-huh.
Just start playing. That's the way this hymn I'd have played. Now, I heard my mother sing that when I was a kid, see, and I never played it till maybe 20 years ago. Just started playing it.
Yeah. Can you play that one?
Huh?
Can you play that one for us?
That I played it hard.
Oh, that one.
Waiting for the Boatman. That's a hymn.
Yeah. Well, like to hear these folks play another one?
Huh?
You'd like to hear these folks play another one?
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing real good. I like that. Play some I know, though, if you can. If you can't, well, maybe I'll learn something.
Let's see.
If you don't, just anything that you play, well, I'll listen.
They might like to hear your different version of Fork of Deer, you know?
Mine?
Yeah, it's
well, now they might. I'll play that. I can play it different ways, but for someone following with a banjo or a guitar, it's hard to play if you put all them, whatever it is, in there. So I'll play it.
That is different.
That's going way back. Yes, that's different.
Different low part.
Yeah. No, I have to use my bow as a substitute for one high note there I can't get.
Mm.
So you can't hardly tell.
Melvin, Pete's been showing us bowing all week, really slowing it down and saying down, up, and stuff like that.
Trying anyway.
Maybe do some of that this afternoon?
Try it.
You ought to hear Pete do it. It's poetry.
It's hard work.
Hard work.
It's not poetry, it's just art.
I was playing that boy over at Morgan now. What's his name? I stayed over there. What is his name? Paul?
Yeah.
Paul Yeaton.
Yeah. Yeah. Now he was wanting to learn to play one. Oh, yeah. Let's see. What was that? Shelvin Ross.
Yeah.
He played it good, but he'd get to shuffle the wrong way. Just stowed him off a gear, you know.
Yeah. It only takes one, too, doesn't it?
Just one,
yeah.
Just once, and it throws you off for to go on with your piece.
Yeah.
It seems to me like I might be wrong.
No, I think that's right.
Now, that's the Shelvin Ross, the way I play it. It's not the way fellas play it, most people. Uh-huh. You know it? Do you know Shelvin Ross?
If you play it, I'd probably recognize it.
Well, no, I don't play it like these Hammonds and these Carpenters and these fellas like that. My dad played it like they claim that it was originated around Sutton and all that, but let me tell you, my dad, of course, lived not too far from Sutton, but that was played 100 years ago. I know, because he learned it when he was young, and I know there's fiddlers played that.
Hard to leave, but I got to say goodbye to these folks.
I thought you were
They're in good hands.
I thought you were going to play another.
Well,
I played too many.
They'll play.
Oh. Okay.
What time's your flight?
20 at 12. I've got a couple things I got to take care of downstairs too.
That's
down
sad,
to the wire.
That's a sad fact.
It is sad. Didn't matter which minute it was. It was going to be sad. I knew it all along.
Sorry. Happy to meet again.
Right. Good to remember that. I've enjoyed it very much.
Made a big difference.
Good.
Needless to say.
Okay. Well, think about coming back next year or send a friend. We're working on it already.
Bring a friend.
Bring a friend.
Bring a friend.
Yeah.
Bring one and send one.
Where you live?
Lived off in Indiana.
Indiana?
Yeah.
I've been out there.
You've been out there?
Oh. Let's talk soon then.
Okay.
Shut up some.
Yeah.
Cut it out today.
Sure.
Doesn't matter to me. You can have your pick. You might want to do the last week next year. So
yeah.
Around the festival.
More fun.
Well, it won't be any more fun.
Oh, yeah, it couldn't have been more fun. It'd be excessive. It could go over the line.
You'll have to get one of those. I tried it and it almost killed me.
Right, but I'm doing it again.
Play for me.
Might be getting tired of playing.
They sing one up home, an old hymn sometimes, and he will sing for me. And I love that song. You know that piece?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You want to hear it?
Yes, I do.
I'll sing it to you.
I'll right. sing.
I could use some fiddle accompaniment.
Somebody comes to him, I don't think I can play that.
Oft I've sung for my friends when there's gold rings I'd see. When I reach my journey's end, well, tell me who will sing for me. Oh, I away, or will they sing one song for me? Oh, I wonder who will sing for me when I come to the cross by the silent sea. Tell me who will sing. Tune there for Hannah at the Springhouse?
Yeah, I'm at the Springhouse, right? You know how hard that is to play, don't you? You like it, don't you?
Hannah at the Springhouse. Where we can tune, let's see.
Start.
guitar player's
dream, huh?
Dream or nightmare, depending on. It seems to wander in and out of major and minor mode.
Yeah, all the time.
Just getting the fence there.
What notes were you, what chords were you playing?
A major, A minor, and C. I think.
My dad used to play it. He'd holler when he come that long drag there. He'd holler loud. You know, I can't holler.
Do you ever sing
and
play?
Huh?
Do you ever
sing? No, I can't sing and play. I can't even talk when I'm playing. Carl Barron's over at our place. He's there, right smart when he's around. His wife has learned to play the guitar. And I was playing a lot of odd tunes, you know. And he'd sit there and play the banjo and tell her every chord. Where to go on that guitar.
I can't do that.
And just play right ahead. And never miss. Oh, you didn't think I ever sing.
What key was that in? Is that like a...
Well, it's mostly A, isn't it?
Are you cross-tuned?
Huh?
Are you cross-tuned?
No, he's in standard now.
No, it's in standard, but it's just a lot of minor notes.
He'll get out his other fiddle after a while.
Cool. Where'd you learn that, Anna?
My dad played it, too. He liked that. Now, let's see, played one, no, there's Uncle John Coger, played one he called A Lost Girl.
Oh,
now, here's a pretty nice tune.
Oh, that's a nice tune.
To get that high note. My hands or fingers are stiff and they're bothering me.
I've been practicing that tune a lot, Melvin, but I'm going to practice it a lot more.
All right.
Yeah.